Please stand by.
This is the weekend of April 23rd, 2005. I'm Jeff.
I'm Pat.
And you're listening to This and That with Jeff and Pat, thisandthatpodcast.com. Pat, you're back in the studio.
I'm back. I'm glad to be back. Jeff, I missed you.
Oh, I missed you too. I don't know if you I got kind of mixed reviews of last week's podcast doing it on my own, but it just wasn't the same.
Oh, I listened to it. I thought it was good.
Well, you're very kind, but I think this show suffered a little bit. Now we're back. And we're back and we're mad.
We're mad.
Are you going to tell us about your vacation?
I'm going to tell you about it in a little while.
Okay. By the way, I wanted to tell everybody we're on show number 10.
Number 10.
Can you believe we've gone this far?
Wow. No, I can't.
I know.
It's like our 10-year anniversary.
It is. You know, I remember when we started this thing. Do you remember?
Oh, let's think about it.
Let's think.
We're doing this first broadcast. This is fun, isn't it, Pat?
It is.
And we're doing cassette casting, which we're very excited about. Yay!
I don't quite get this cassette casting idea, Jeff.
Well, cassette casting is really simple. It's brand new. Not too many people know about it, but we basically, I'll give out our mailing address later, but people will send us a letter, and we will ship out cassettes. We're recording these cassettes to people, so they can basically subscribe. And I don't know how often we're going to do this, maybe once a week or so, but I'll just make copies of the cassettes and ship them out. And what's really cool is that you've heard of these Sony Walkmans, right?
Oh, yeah, they're all the latest rage.
It's really cool.
Everybody has them.
Well, that's the problem, though. Not everybody has them. They're not as ubiquitous as I would like. But what that'll allow is that people will be able to hear us and actually be on the road or on the move. It's such a groovy, cool, hip, new concept.
That's really great. I don't think it'll be a problem sending them out either.
I know. I don't think it'll be a problem either. I think it'll be easy. And do you have any people subscribed yet? Any of your friends or family?
No.
Well, let's better get going because this is going to be hot, baby.
Yeah, I'm sure it will be.
Well, first thing we need to do is figure out a name.
A name. What about PR and J?
It's kind of like a sandwich, PB and J, but it's our initials.
Exactly.
Hey, that would be kind of cool. We could even have like a symbol of a sandwich.
Oh, put it on the cassettes.
Put it on the cassettes.
Great idea.
That would be so cool. But
go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say we should look at some other options too. But I like that one. What about Jeff and the girl?
Jeff and the girl. No, I think it should be Jeff. It should be Pat and the guy. Why do I have to be the girl?
Because you're a girl.
I don't want to be the girl.
I don't want to be the guy.
Forget it. Let's see. What about Texan noise, since we're from Texas?
Hey, that's pretty cool. And we're annoying? Is that where you're going with that?
No, like noise. Like we're making noise.
Okay, Texan noise.
Exactly.
All right, that's not too bad. We could also go with alcoholic insider.
That's interesting, except we're not alcoholics, Jeff.
Oh, how about sexaholics insider?
Sexaholics. Well, what about, you know, how Jimmy Buffett has Margaritaville? What about Jeff and Patville?
Jeff and Patville. Hey, that's cool.
Yeah, I like that one.
We could be like, we could even have on our cassettes a little sign that says, "Welcome to Jeff and Patville." That would be so hip.
You know, sometimes I feel kind of annoyed about a lot of things. What about the bitterest Pat?
The bitterest Pat?
Yeah, that's
you
me.
You are bitter.
I'm the bitterest.
But where's
lady.
My name in all that?
Who cares?
The bitterest Jeff. The bitterest Pat and Jeff.
All right, well.
I don't know. How about, you know, we're not alcoholics, but maybe something like... What do the Italians say when they're toasting?
Well, they say things like salute.
Ah, the salute cassette cast.
No, that's too weird. Or chin chin.
Chin chin.
No,
what
I
else
don't
is there?
Know. Viva.
Oh, yeah, like Viva cassette cast.
Yeah, that sounds good.
That could be kind of fun. Uh-huh. All right, I like that.
What about Jeff and Pat take over the world?
Hey, Pat and Jeff. Jeff and Pat, yeah, that's better.
No.
All right, we gotta decide a name. I don't know. Maybe something that rhymes with Jeff. How about Lef, Kef, Nef, Ref? Nothing rhymes with Jeff.
I was going to say, nothing.
Nothing.
Sorry,
chef.
Dork.
Well, maybe we could do a food show. We could be the chef and Pat and Jeff. Or we could invite the chef.
The chef and Pat. No, those are stupid.
The chef and Pat. Okay, maybe it has to rhyme with Pat. Maybe, you know, I don't know. This and that.
This and that? That sounds good.
This and that.
I think that's what we should have.
So, yeah, I don't know what really we're going to talk about in this thing, but maybe, what about, I don't know, what kind of music you've been listening to lately?
Well, lately I've been listening to this band called The Police.
The Police?
Yeah, The Police, they suck.
Oh, I know, they're the ones that sing that song.
Roxanne.
How does it go again?
Roxanne. You don't have to
turn on the red light.
Something like that. I think they're going
Roxanne.
Nowhere.
Roxanne. Don't they have that? bass player with that stupid freaking name. It's like a one-word name or something.
Yeah, I think it's Sting.
Ah, so stupid.
And have you seen him?
No,
he's
haven't.
He's not attractive.
Really?
No.
So it's like a one-hit wonder, probably.
Yeah, I think so.
I've been listening to this. Have you heard the song? She's a maniac, maniac.
Oh, yeah.
On the floor. Michael Sambello. That guy.
He's going places.
You know, I am not a music genius, but you mark my words. Michael Sambello is going places.
I'm marking your words.
The Police, one-hit wonder.
Yeah, well, you know, I think we'll also have to intersperse our talking with some kind of sound effects, don't you think?
Oh, that's a great idea. Hey, I got one right here. How's this?
That's great. I love it.
How about, I got another one. Listen to this one.
Ooh, wow. Not bad.
How about a double?
Oh, yowza, yowza. I don't know, Jeff. I think we're getting a little obnoxious here.
Oh, come on. It's fun. Sound effects are fun. Everybody will love them.
That was like a wet willy in my ear, Jeff.
Yeah.
I think maybe no sound effects.
Okay. Well, another person I've been listening to lately is Michael Jackson. I love Michael Jackson. He is the king of pop.
He's the king of pop, but I didn't even like him when they were the Jackson 5.
Really?
No, that guy ghouls me out.
He ghouls you out?
Yeah, I think he's going to be a child molester, I'm sure. I can see it in his eyes.
Oh, man, that's a stretch.
Well, you mark my words.
Well, we got to think of something else. I will mark your words. We'll look back on this, and we will judge. Now, one thing, you know, I got to figure out really what to talk about, and I don't have a, you know, I've got all this great ideas for doing the cassette cast, but I don't have anything to talk about.
Oh, we have lots of things to talk about, like math, for example.
Math is good.
Maybe we can be operations research stars.
I just want to be a cassette cast star.
Ooh, that's good, Jeff.
I just want to be a cassette cast star. Not bad, huh?
That was really good.
Hey, Patty.
Ray, what?
What are you wearing?
Nothing. I got a short skirt on, baby.
You know, we need to, like, do a VHS and ship out, video cassettes, too. But those are so high-tech.
Oh, yeah, they're too high-tech. Jeez. Maybe in beta.
Maybe a beta format is always good. I love that beta format. That will win out.
I'm sure.
We are procrastinators? No, we're
prognosticators.
What she said. Masturbators.
Prognosticators.
Whatever you said. Anyway, this is going to be fantastic. I can't wait to ship out the first cassettes.
Me either. I'm ready to go, Jeff. Let's make the show.
All right.
Aww.
That was good times.
Those were good old times. I remember being young when I didn't have to wear underwear.
I know. I never wore underwear. wait a minute. Are we supposed to wear underwear as adults?